Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria
and Jay.
And what's going on in Russia? Indeed, it seems that Russia's entire government resigned on Wednesday, according to some sources. Which is, from what I can tell, it's not quite true. A lot of people did resign, but coming to us from CNN are several news articles about what's going on with Russia. If you follow the links, evidently, the entire Russian government is resigning. Prime Minister Dmitry Medved announced Wednesday after Putin proposed sweeping reforms that could extend his decades-long grip on power beyond the end of his presidency. Now, we've been through this whole thing already. Didn't this happen in like 2006 when he was like, oh, I'm going to resign from presidency. I'm just going to be the prime minister. Oh, I'm the president again. How did that happen?
In Luke Radowski's article that I read, yes, he gets into that and talks about how he extended his term years ago somehow. But in the article I read that he was limited to two terms, and his second, I don't know how long the terms are. I didn't catch that, but his second term is up in 2024.
Well, Putin thanked members of the government for their work, but added that not everything worked out. Putin added that in the near future, he would meet with each member of the cabinet. The mass resignation includes Medved. I'm going to try. So you have the article pulled up in front of you, presumably?
Yes. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medved has made shock and dramatic announcements that he and the entire Russian government is resigning. So it's Medved who's saying that he and the entire Russian government is resigning, which that would be awesome if that happened. The whole entire federal government of the United States just resigned everybody. Cool.
Yeah, and all of the bureaucracies, everybody resigning, except the problem with that happening in the United States is that it would just leave Donald Trump sitting there without anyone else to oppose him.
Well, he would have no pawns to follow orders, essentially, if everyone resigned. How would he get anything done?
Are all the soldiers resigning? Because that's part of the Russian government.
I don't know. I mean, he said
it's the enforcement
entire government. I mean, this sounds like kind of what Adam Kokesh wants to do when he becomes president. You know,
fire everybody?
Just eliminate it all. Shut it down.
I would like to see it.
I'd like to see it, too.
I would like to see Vermin Supreme as president as well. Congrats to Vermin Supreme, by the way, on winning the primary for the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
And I also had read that Vermin had increased the membership of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party by 25%.
I believe it.
Directly, which is pretty cool. But
it's hard not to like him.
The day I did the Guns and Pony March with him in Concord, a few months back, they definitely signed up a handful of people for the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. I don't know if you can do this everywhere, but in New Hampshire, if you're sign up for the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, you can vote in the New Hampshire primary, but you can still also vote in either the Republican or Democrat primary because they essentially, like, you know,
it's no longer a party.
Right, because they just don't recognize the Libertarians, the Republicrats or Republicans. So,
yeah,
they're the same thing as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, for sure. They're just oligarchs.
Oligarchs, yeah, kind of like in Russia was an oligarch at one time, or it still is. Who knows? I've never been there. So, in a statement here, state media an annual State to the Nation address. So
that's like a State of the Union address.
Yeah, so after President Vladimir Putin's annual State of the Nation address, this Medved guy, who is a prime minister. So Putin's the president, and then there's a prime minister, I guess. I'm not sure how their hierarchy works over there.
I'm not either, but as I understand it, Putin did resign, or when he had served his previous terms as president, he became the prime minister.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, that I read that in this article also. And they also say the ruble slipped about 5%. Now, in this news,
it slipped about 5%.
A 0.05%, 0.5%, a half a percent.
What slipped?
The ruble.
Okay.
The Russian currency.
The Russian fiat. The Russian war dollar.
And if you go to newsforchange.com, the entire Russian, this is Luke Radowski's website, I believe. In this article, he does have links, like, highlighted on pretty much everything he says. You can click on it. It brings you to another page and shows you the article where, you know, he's getting this information from. Despite what appears a drastic shakeup afoot, Reuters suggests in part of a plan that could result in Putin extending his power. Now,
I mean, I'm sure that's the goal here.
Well,
Putin is so closely tied to Russia today that I can't imagine anyone else heading up the country.
When you say Russia today, do you mean Russia as in today or Russia Today, the news channel?
I mean Russia currently.
Okay. That's what I thought. Well, when Reuters suggests, Reuters, whatever. They're just a CIA, you know, mouthpiece anyways.
Are they?
Best I can tell. I don't know. According to Alex Jones, they are. And a whole bunch of others.
It's hard to take some of Alex Jones' claims 100% seriously at times.
Yeah, I mean, they seem pro-government to me. But
is there a media outlet in the United States that isn't pro-government? I mean, you have the Libertarian Republic headed up by Austin Peterson, but it's also pro-government.
This one here isn't pro-government, Free Talk Live. I can tell you that.
We're also a radio station, not necessarily. We're not a radio station, sorry. We're a radio talk show, not really a media outlet.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's some good independent media outlets out here. But, yeah, all the big ones.
Yeah, UseShare is a good one.
All the big ones, all the ones that are controlled by the six companies, Clear Channel, whatever, any of them.
Anything to do with the Associated Press, for sure.
Right. And any of them that take advertising from pharma, any of them that are taking Department of Defense advertising, like they have Go Army advertising or National Guard advertising, any of them that are, you know, prison industrial complex, like anything mainstream is definitely pro-government because they play ball with government. You know, Fox News, CNN, all of them, CBC, they all are in bed. They all with military industrial complex. They're all essentially owned by, you know, people who own the
like
military complex.
Like, and Halliburton
all that
and
stuff.
All
I mean,
that, yeah, it's all tied together.
The big stockholder players in all the, you know, industrial complexes that are there to enslave us are also the big stockholder players in all of the media industrial complex. And now what's even happening, I've been listening to YouTube for a long time, and a lot of times when I'm working, I'll have, like, YouTube going because it's simple. It push a button, it goes. There's a few commercials now and then, which is annoying.
You use your phone for this, presumably?
Yeah, I just use the phone. You're like, when I'm working on a job site or in a shop, I, you know, have either...
I'm always surprised when I pull up YouTube on my phone to find an ad because I've been running ad blocks for so long
on my desktop. I don't run any ad. Oh, yeah, okay, yep.
That I had completely forgotten that YouTube even has ads.
Oh, that's
until
interesting.
Until I go to my phone and I listen, I was like, what the hell is this?
I wonder if I can run an ad blocker on my phone.
You can, but it's more complicated to set up.
Hmm. Well,
my phone has to be rooted to do it properly, and it's more of a hassle than it's worth to. You can just hit the skip ad button.
What I've been noticing for like the last 4 or 5 months is like when I'm working, and then the phone's like far away, I can't reach it. I don't like having a phone right next to me. So I'll have it like a Bluetooth speaker going, and I'll just be doing stuff. It keeps on doing like Fox and CNN and MSNBC, all these like media outlets that I don't even want to hear anything of what they say because everything is just nonsense. It's all baloney, and it's all
and they ignore major stories
right
in favor of stupid ones.
Absolutely,
they're not talking about Jeffrey Epstein
any longer. Nope.
They talked about him very briefly. I mean, they did everything in their power to suppress the Jeffrey Epstein story.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, from firing people to...
And instead, now they're like, Bernie Sanders said, well, no one... I don't think most people really care about that. Can we talk about the pedophiles who run the American government, please? Can we get back to that?
And YouTube is becoming all mainstream. So I've been listening, actually, to a lot of Telegram chat channels.
Very cool. More about ways you can avoid mainstream news here in just a moment. 855-450-3733. Okay, well, let's keep talking. There appear to be...
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. It's an exchange. Well, it's a, I guess it technically is an exchange, owned by bitcoin.com that allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, bank deposit, bank transfers, remittances, and more. Every communication is encrypted between buyer and seller, and it's a non-custodial exchange, so you always control your own money. Check it out at local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash, because it's a trading platform that actually respects your privacy. And I absolutely adore the site. Once more, that's local.bitcoin.com. Go check it out. Stop saying you missed the boat and just get on the stupid boat.
I had a conversation with a guy about this the other day, and we talked. It was Monday night, and Bitcoin Cash was $161. Oh, no. Bitcoin SV was $161. Bitcoin Cash was like $2-something. I was like, wow, Bitcoin SV is worth like, you know, more than half of what Bitcoin Cash is. What's going on here? And what, Bitcoin Cash is like 3.25 today, and I just saw on my way to the studio. I'm like, hey, I hope you bought some Bitcoin Cash, because we were standing right next to a Bitcoin ATM when we talked about it. And he said, oh, I missed that boat. And I said, well, another boat leaves. And, you know, a block is released all the time, and you can grab another boat anytime you want.
Yep. It always frustrates me to hear people say, oh, I wish I had bought Bitcoin when it was $50, or I wish I had bought it when it was $500, or I wish I had bought it when it was $5,000. Like, you stupid idiot. You're going to be looking up in 2 years saying, oh, I wish I'd bought it when it was at $10,000. And then in 5 years, you'll be going, I wish I had bought it when it was at $50,000. That mentality that I don't want to take this risk because it doesn't seem like it's a 100% sure thing, that's what's causing you to miss the boat repeatedly, every single day.
Well, I mean, you could say this about anything. Oh, I should have bought Microsoft stock in, you know, 1980 whatever for $2, or, you know, Amazon stock in whenever. You know, I should have bought into the .com before the bubble popped and cashed out. And, you know, hey, we can always, everybody is a great Monday morning quarterback, you know, all the time. And the thing is just, you know, the important thing I tell everybody is you need to diversify your finances. Just some of it has to be not in fiat, whether it's in gold, like these gold backs. I really like the gold backs. They're really cool.
I carry a few on me at all times. They're great for tips, if you don't mind taking the time to explain to someone what they are, because they're really pretty.
Yeah.
So they're great for tipping females. But you're always going to ask, what even is this?
You know, I went and bought some breakfast this morning, and I left a tip in a tip jar. We just got it to go from a place that we really like in Concord. And I had a couple gold backs with me. I should have just put one in a jar. And I made it known that I was putting this in a jar. And, you know, the girls, they know my wife and I, we go in there a lot. But I did pay a couple of kids that helped me work on my house last week. In gold backs. And the one kid, he was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to come work today. He's not super ambitious. I'm like, dude, I'll pay you in gold. And then he sent me a text back. He said, all right, I'll come work. So I don't know if that's really exactly why he came at work, but he was pretty happy to get these gold backs. He thought they were cool. But getting out of fiat is really important. The world hates the U.S. dollar. When I say the world hates the U.S. dollar, the people around, you know, all the people that are victims of sanctions, all the Iranian people who aren't even in Iran, they're victims of, was it Indonesia or something? They lost their bank accounts if you're an Iranian? Or
I'm not sure, but I have good reason to believe that I've sold Bitcoin to Iranians.
Good for you. Thank you for your civil disobedience.
Thank you. Screw the government, man.
Yeah, screw the banks. Screw anyone who wants to harm us. So you got a whole
bunch
of...
And it's not just us. They want to harm everyone. They want to harm the people of Iran to punish the Iranian government. That's immoral, and I will resist it in any way that I can.
Well, even just look at Venezuela. If you look at all... you know, like, you know, on Free Talk Live here, we've talked several times about how the people in Venezuela lost an average of 10 pounds over X amount of year or time frame. But you got Maduro.
Because they're socialists, so they have no freaking food.
Well, they're also socialists, but they're also victims of sanctions, too.
That's true.
They are, I you know, whether it's... You know, if you have a lot of oil and a lot of natural resources in the ground, you can technically be a socialist country if the people in charge aren't scalping all the money off the top. And, you know, if you have a very plentiful natural resources, as Venezuela does, as Iran does, as Libya does, you can have these socialist countries. And I'm not pro-socialist.
I'm not either, but in and of itself, socialism isn't impossible.
Right.
I mean, yes.
But it just doesn't work because people get greedy.
Yeah.
And so you look at, like, these press conferences where, you know, back when Maduro got in and Maduro's talking, Maduro is just be getting chubbier and chubbier. And then if you look at, like, the common people in Venezuela, they've been getting skinnier and skinnier. Well, that is, you know, yes, socialism is a part of it. But also, the people... starve anytime there's sanctions put on them, essentially by the United States, because the U.S. dollar is right now is the psychopathic dictator of the financial world, and if you're not going to comply with the edicts of the U.S. dollar, then you're going to get sanctioned as a nation, and as a people, you're going to get hurt very much. This is why, you ever listen to Ivan on Tech, blockchain Bitcoin guy?
No.
From Sweden? Anyways, he was talking about how a couple weeks ago how Bitcoin is literally bringing $20,000 in Iran with all these sanctions and all this stuff. Now, I don't know how that's, like, figured out. I'm only repeating what some guy said. I don't understand if, you know, somebody takes and converts the Iranian local currency to what its value is in USD or whatnot. But the fact that Iran is essentially isolated from pretty much the rest of the world on the legacy fiat system, these people who are holding fiat in Iran are really kind of screwed at them, because the rest of the fiat system is just destroying the local Iranian fiat, such as U.S. dollars, essentially destroying it, because they're not allowing these people to trade with others. And the reason Bitcoin becomes so valuable locally there, because Bitcoin doesn't recognize borders. It doesn't care. So get out of fiat and get some what I like to call peer-to-peer, whether it be copper pieces, silver, gold backs. And the easiest thing you can obtain, if you are listening to me right now,
let's tell people about these gold backs.
It's Bitcoin.
Because we've alluded to them a few times. I mean, we talked
about
Bitcoin extensively, but we haven't really explained what these gold backs are. They are very much like paper money, except they actually contain within them a certain amount of gold based on the arbitrary denomination. Right? So a $1 gold back has, I think, 1/1,000th of a troy ounce of gold.
Correct.
And a $5 note has 1/200th of a troy ounce of gold. Going all the way up to, I guess, the $1,000 note, which has a troy ounce of gold woven into it. They're really cool. It's carrying around foldable gold in your wallet.
Do they make a whole 1 troy ounce gold back?
I don't know. I'm sure they do.
Oh, I want to get one someday.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More about dismantling the Russian government from within in just a moment.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally sending off articles of impeachment to the Senate for a trial, what can we expect? Well, Republican Congressman Ted Cruz of Texas tells Fox News what he expects in a trial.
It needs to be even-handed. It needs to respect due process. That means if the prosecution gets to call a witness, the defense should as well. If the prosecution gets to call John Bolton, then the president should be able to call Hunter Biden. It ought to be fair and even and respect due process.
Phase one of a trade deal between the United States is complete and signed. The National Economic Council director for the White House, Larry Kudlow, talks about the benefits of the first phase of the trade deal.
And it's going to benefit incomes. It's going to benefit individual areas, ag and manufacturing and financial services and technology. And it's going to help grow our economy faster.
USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And it's difficult to find these Utah Goldbacks that we were talking about. You can order them from various places, but they are really cool, and it is carrying around foldable. It's not even gold-backed currency. It is gold currency.
It's actual gold.
Yeah.
It's a special process. I know Silver Dave is actually really contemplating, like, melting a few down to extract the gold, because it's like, I guess the gold...
It seems like a lot of trouble. I mean, it's already there and ready to go.
It's like a verification test he wants to do, because he don't trust anybody.
Okay.
And so... I'm not sure if we'll ever do it, because it's like, we got to basically trash a whole bunch of gold. But the idea is that you would be able to somehow melt it down, and from what I understand, it's like, it was like sprayed onto like a polymer paper. The thing about gold is really, really malleable, so like,
right.
You could take an ounce of gold and make a wire, I don't know, a couple miles long and very, very, very thin, or something. I mean, they do it, that's why they, you know, use it in computers, conducts well.
Right.
And you could just... You know, you can do a plate. You could plate things in gold to where it's like, you know, 200 thousandths of an inch or something thick, the gold, and it makes a very reliable connection. You know, yeah. In computer stuff.
So the entire Russian government has resigned. To get back to this story, do you still have it pulled up in front of you?
Oh, I'm getting it there.
All right. We're not exactly sure why, but it seems to be because Putin wants to extend his grasp on power.
Yeah, they're saying, despite a constitutional ban currently in effect preventing him from running for more than two consecutive terms, it appears a bid for him to handpick a new government and enact reforms that could weaken his future successor. President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday proposed a nationwide vote on sweeping constitutional changes that would shift power from presidency to parliament and the prime minister. And a move,
which is a role that he has fulfilled in the past, right? He has been prime minister of Russia.
That's what the article says. I wasn't aware of that until I read this. I don't really, you know, pay a lot of attention to Russia.
Well, like I said, I remember going through this entire thing a few years ago, probably 6 to 8 years ago, where he was going to resign. He was no longer going to be president. And he did. He became prime minister. And then before anybody knew what was going on, he was president again.
Huh. So, like, because they were talking years ago, oh, you know, Bill Clinton, he could run for president again. There's nothing that says, you know, you can only do two consecutive terms, or two terms is the limit. But what if you sit out a couple terms and then come back? So it kind of sounds like he did
The American Constitution actually forbids that now, because we did have that president whose name escapes me. And I'm going to get criticized for not remembering every little detail of American history.
FDR,
but,
right?
Yeah. He ran for three terms. They weren't consecutive, so it didn't count. But the Constitution was changed to prevent anyone else from doing that.
So now that you bring this up, so I do remember when I was in high school, you know, Clinton was president, and they were talking about him running after he... This was like more, you know, propaganda that was probably being pushed by the cool school system to, you know, get the, you know, Clinton back in there or something. I'm not really sure. But anyways, getting back to Putin, giving more power to presidency and parliament and the prime minister, a move that could allow him to extend his rule after leaving the Kremlin, Reuters comments. Medved said the government resignation means Putin will decide the new government's makeup, after which...
So Putin is going to rewrite the Russian Constitution and decide how it's going to be formed.
He proposed a nationwide vote on sweeping constitutional changes. So it sounds like it might have to be voted on, but, you know.
But the entire government resigned, so who is going to vote?
I guess. It's
just Putin. They getting out of his way so he can give himself the power that he wants. That's almost the sense I'm getting.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. It's like, all right, we'll let you do what you want. We're leaving. Yeah. And that way we can't look like the bad guys. We're just going to leave. I mean, just kind of...
Well, that way they won't get murdered, presumably,
by
Putin's Secret Service or the Russian equivalent.
Or Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, I mean, there's all these...
she hated Putin. She was... The 2016 election was an interesting one. I was so focused on Hillary Clinton and her obvious desire to start a war with Russia, that I somehow completely missed the fact that Trump wanted a war with China. She was just so extravagant in her claims, saying in one of the debates that she would actually invade Russia, that I completely missed the fact that Trump was like, yeah, we're going to fight China.
There was a clip where she said, when I'm president, we are going to war with Iran. She actually said that.
I mean, they've wanted war with Iran for a very long time.
Well, I've just listened to some stuff about Iran, how, you know, the CIA, one of their, what they're claiming now is one of their first, actually, Tulsi Gabbard, Dennis Kucinich, and I forget the other guy, were having a talk on this a couple of days ago on the history of this Iran deal. And it was the CIA went in there and, you know, basically destabilized the country in the 50s within a matter of a couple of weeks. And also the American government essentially seized or shut down their bank in New York at the time. And Iran ended up defaulting on, I don't know, some kind of payment of some sort, which further helped destabilize them. And then in the... The Shah was installed by essentially the CIA, and it became a this is where a lot of this Muslim radical jihadist stuff started popping up, because this guy, he was an extremist that the United States put in there because they wanted control of the resources. They wanted, British Petroleum was very instrumental in making sure that that oil was essentially controlled. And then there's the whole petrodollar and this, that. And then there was a revolution, I guess, in 79 and or something. And, the American government don't like the people who have been there since.
Yeah. It's a mess.
And we should just leave everyone alone.
That would be ideal.
Trade with everybody. Don't fight with anybody.
It's just like the free market handle things.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what we do when we sell Bitcoin to people in Iran and China and Hong Kong.
Well, and any time...
I absolutely know for a fact that I have sold Bitcoin to a Chinese national.
Good.
Yeah.
They need it.
I am proud of that fact.
That is great
activism. Screw the Chinese government for it.
Yes. Screw them all for it. I mean, the fact that people doing peer-to-peer transactions, whatever it may be, and Bitcoin is the easiest and simplest peer-to-peer transaction you can do, because we don't have to meet in person. We don't have to know each other.
Nope.
I can literally trade with someone on the other side of the world, no government's involved. And just these peer-to-peer transactions are what is, I believe, it really helps in bringing the war machine down. We have to start trading outside of the dollar. I mean,
can you imagine if the U.S. government had to pay its soldiers in Bitcoin?
So my mom said this to me one day. She's like,
it would constantly be asking you, how are we going to acquire this amount of Bitcoin? We can't force people to pay taxes into it because we can't track it. So we have to have these lotteries and things like that to raise this money. And it's never going to cover the cost of these $12 trillion wars.
Right.
And that's by design. That's why we like Bitcoin.
Yeah, I got into an argument with my mom years ago and was talking about Bitcoin. She's like, so what's the government supposed to do? Pay the troops in Bitcoin? I says, yeah, that'd be good, because they wouldn't be able to. They couldn't pay the troops and they couldn't go over there and, start murdering farmers in Afghanistan, because they're not interested in growing opium. They got GMO opium plants, like Monsanto style. I don't know if Monsanto created, but like Monsanto engineered.
Of course they did. I'm sure.
Drought resistant.
I would not be surprised if Monsanto created them.
Pest resistant, so they can. Yeah, I mean, Afghanistan is covered in heroin, and it's essentially.
But it wasn't under the Taliban. The Taliban had almost entirely eliminated opium from Afghanistan.
Right.
The United States government was like, oh no, we need this stuff pumping into Russia, so we're going to take over, and we're going to restore the opium fields.
And they need to pump it into the United States, too. Because if you have a loved one that's a junkie, guess what you don't do? You don't pay attention to government.
That's a good point. What do you think about the opium trade? 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I hope to see you at ForkFest coming up in just about 6-ish months. You can join libertarians, anarchists, volunteerists from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020. At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You're doing Mad Camp again this year?
I will be doing some, it won't be as intense as it was last year because it was just way too much.
It was huge last year.
Yeah, now I did it once. I kind of know what I got to do. And I got some volunteers.
Awesome.
So, yeah, Mad Camp will happen again.
So various people are doing various things, but no one is planning the festival. No one is planning ForkFest because it's decentralized. No one is in charge. People are just showing up, and they're doing a thing.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's
Ladies Night Out is taking place at ForkFest this year. It's going to be awesome. It seems that we're going to have the vaudeville group of the Lawless Libertines perform at least one of these nights. We intend to rent out the pavilion.
Good.
On July the 3rd for them to perform.
That's awesome. Yeah, I looked into renting out the pavilion, but on the weekend.
Is it 500 or 1,000 per day? I don't recall.
Well, I paid $495 for the pavilion 2 years ago for one day for my wedding.
Okay, so 500.
And that was allegedly the ForkFest price they had given me.
Okay.
Is what they had said. It was, the weekend, the Father's Day weekend when I did that. And then this year, the pavilion is occupied for Saturday because there's a big fireworks display, and I guess those guys use the pavilion for staging and setting up and that. So,
well, we don't want to do it on July the 4th because we figure it's ForkFest. There are going to be countless things going on July the 4th. And July the 5th, of course, is the last night, or it may be the last day. I don't know. But either way, lots of stuff going to be happening that day as well. So we figured July the 3rd is the perfect day for that. There's all sorts of other things going on, though. You can just relax and go camping if you don't want to deal with any of that other stuff. Or just create whatever experience or event you would like others to have.
I actually saw the Lawless Libertines do a New Year's Eve show.
Oh, really?
It was pretty cool. A lot of my friends are there. It was fun. And I'm really happy to hear. It's the first I'm hearing that they may do something. I'm glad they're going to.
Ladies Night Out hasn't made an official announcement yet because we're still working out all of the details. But for sure, the Lawless Libertines will be at ForkFest.
And they have a routine, and they've already organized a handful of things. So they're getting better and better each time.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great event. We're going to be selling wine, of course, unlicensed.
Nice.
And other forms of alcohol, certainly. There'll probably be a ticket price to get into the door to recoup to pay the Lawless Libertines for their act.
It's
going to be great.
I would imagine they pre-sell tickets. Good.
Yeah. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. So, talking about Russia here.
Yes.
And just the bizarre nature of things going on in Russia and how envious we are as anarchists to see the entire Russian government resign.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Russia versus the United States, 70 years ago and today, the roles, if you just look at the financial situation, if you look at the amount of and even the social situation, the roles of Russia and the United States today and 70 years ago has flipped. So, Russia had, very high debt, almost no gold reserves, and what essentially in the 1950s, 1960s or whatever, what essentially caused Russia to collapse was a couple of things. And one thing was is the fact they didn't really have any gold. They didn't have any real money back then. And the Russian currency, their fiat, this ruble, the world just essentially turned their back on it. And they really couldn't do anything. And in the 80s,
well, the world did it, but the West did, because
was
the
more accurate
capitalism versus communism thing that was going on then.
So the European Union, the European Central Bank and its puppets and the Federal Reserve and its puppets were like, yeah, we're not going to, do anything with this Russian ruble. So, and essentially, because there was no gold behind it, nobody really used it anymore. It didn't make any point to use it on the international level. And their money hyperinflated, and when I was in first grade, 1986, I can remember sitting in a classroom. They rolled the TV into the classroom, and they brought other classes in there, and they said, "We live in a free country. Look what's going on in Russia because of communism, because of their building their military and putting all their money into the military." I was in first grade, and there is a reporter talking to a guy who's got a wheelbarrow full of money. And it was enough money a couple years ago to buy a house, and he was hoping it would buy a loaf of bread. And this was when I was a little kid.
Well,
and
we've seen the same thing in the United States. It's just been slower and a little bit less drastic.
Well, so in Russia, they had generations and generations of entitled people who, because under socialism or communism, whatever you want to call it, they're both the same thing as far as I'm concerned. Russia, the government controlled the means of production. So it was, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, and this is how it is. And so what happened is there was no incentive for anybody to make a profit. There was no incentive for anybody to, get out there and do anything, because the government controlled all means of production. You couldn't just go start a business on your own, from what I understand, and I could be wrong. Well,
You can't do that here in the United States as well.
So it's certainly very much like that. I mean, I do that. There are people who do that.
Okay,
but this
fair.
Is where I say the social roles have flipped. So when Russia really collapsed, what had happened is droves of people who were hungry and starving, and who are, third and fourth generation of people who didn't really know how to work, because the government always told them what job to go do and kind of instructed them. And they got a paycheck, whether they did a job, right or not, whatever the job was. The doctor got paid the same as the garbage man, is what was told to me when I was a little kid by my grandfather in Russia. And that's the way it worked. These people just basically went and looted and destroyed anybody that seemed like they had any wealth. So the guy who had the jewelry shop or the watchmaker or the furniture craftsman or whoever, their own people ended up killing them and wiping them out. And then they went out to the farms And a lot of the farmers, there was no way they could defend their farm. First off, they were unarmed. And, you know, and the people that did this were, are, I'm going to compare them to the people that are in, mostly in inner city America who are walking around the local grocery store on welfare day in New Hampshire, go to any grocery store on a fifth in a month, and it is just loaded with a whole bunch of people. You've never seen that grocery store any other day of the month, because that's when the welfare cards get all recharged, is on the fifth. Yeah. And you go there, and these are people that are going to go hungry. And a lot of them, to me, look like, you know, they couldn't change a tire. They've never gotten greasy. They probably never broke a sweat. And then some of them are grandmothers and legitimately disabled people. Those are the real victims. But when these able-bodied people that don't work because they don't know how, they don't know how to be productive because they went to school for some nonsense like underwater basket weaving or whatever, when they get hungry, they're going to go take it from, you know, whoever they think has it. So if, like, you're the guy with a nice house and a nice car, they're probably coming there. For example, that's essentially what happened in Russia. The other thing that the U.S. has...
It's also what happened during the French Revolution.
It's what happened everywhere where you have these generations of people who just don't have any desire to build their own stuff. When the free market is eliminated, I mean, what's the point in doing something if it's all going to be taken from you?
Yeah.
I mean, I know people who are my age.
Well, that's always been the issue with, you know, these hippie communes and things like
right?
that. They're not really, they're attracting like the burned out engineers and the burned out scientists and things like that. But they're not attracting the engineers,
right.
The scientists, the doctors, the lawyers. Well, we don't need lawyers. Shoot them all.
Right.
But the professional people, they're not attracting those.
And a lot of the professional people today are these, you know, the only reason they have a profession is because they're involved, they're in what I call the parasite class. You know, they're working in government. Oh, I got a doctorate in art or a master's in art, so I go make $80,000 a year teaching kindergartners how to finger paint. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Then the other flip on the financial side, but the flip between Russia and the United States is right now, Russia has a lot of gold, and they have not much debt. So they're like ounces of gold to debt ratio is like something like $6,000, according to Max Kaiser. And he was talking about, I don't know, some reports. And also, according to like an M3 report issued by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, that the United States debt-to-gold ratio is essentially about $70,000 an ounce if you take the amount of gold that the United States allegedly has on deposit in Fort Knox.
And that's allegedly.
Allegedly, compared to the debt, it's like $70,000 an ounce. The roles both socially and financially of the United States and Russia between today and, you know, a half a century ago have literally flipped.
And that's not going to end well for the United States.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.